Now,
the rest of the story. The farmer was in trouble. It was money trouble. He was up to his ears. And to make matters worse, beyond his basic expenses, he absolutely had to make a trip to New York City. I said he had to make that trip. It's difficult for some to picture a farmer in need of food, but this farmer was in just that predicament. Desperately needed 600 barrels of corn, for example. And he could get it delivered, but there would be no way to pay for it once it had arrived. Because 2 years in a row, his crops had been decimated. The first summer was plagued by one of the worst droughts in the region's history. The next summer, the rains came, but in such abundance that the farmer's clay-laden soil held the water and drowned much of what he had planted. And so, slowly, the debts mounted. There were not only taxes on this farm, but on a plot of wooded land, which was not a part of it. And when the farmer had bought the place, there were no county lines, but now it appeared those woods lay in three counties. That meant three separate county taxes to pay. And the penalties for delinquency and real estate taxes were severe as ever. Indeed, at least one sheriff was preparing to sell off part of the property. I said one sheriff was preparing to sell off part of this farmer's property. He appealed for help among local residents, but nobody, not one person, came to his aid. He tried to find tenants for those short-term leases to enable him to sell the woodland if he had to, but there were no such tenants to be found, and nobody would help him find them. So the farmer needed money to buy food. He needed money to pay his real estate taxes. And he really did need cash to get to New York City. Thus did the farmer consider what had theretofore been out of the question, borrowing money at interest. Distasteful as it was, the thought to this man who so prized his independence, there were no other options, and so he made up his mind to borrow what he needed to get by, but imagine his chagrin to learn that nobody would lend him money. Everywhere he tried to borrow, the same objection. The farmer's credit was just not good enough. He tried to borrow from friends. None of them would lend him what he needed. Until out of the blue, one man, Richard Conway of Alexandria, Virginia, did step forward, reluctantly agreed to lend the farmer some money at 6% interest. It was less than half the money he needed, but he accepted the offer, and he accepted it with profound gratitude. Well, the farmer then hastily paid off the most pressing of his debts, and then he returned to Conway with one more urgent request. The farmer explained that he just had to go to New York City, and he had to get there as quickly as possible, and he had no money to make that trip. He had spent all of his borrowed money paying off debts. Now he needed this much more for travel money to get to New York. And so Richard Conway made this farmer one last loan, and the farmer went to New York City, which was then our nation's capital, so that he, the indebted farmer, a retired general named George Washington, could officially assume the office of President of the United States. And now, you know the rest of the story.